Hi everyone, this is Marie again. We're going to be doing another orgasm review post. I don't know what to call it exactly, but I'm going to have you listen to some more orgasms, this time from Dick Girls. Thank you, by the way, for the feedback you guys gave me last time. It doesn't affect this post too much because I already made most of the content for this one last time when I made the other one. It was actually originally one big post and it got too long, so... I'll take all the feedback that you guys gave me, and as far as presenting parallel effects audio, so you all made a fair point that the orgasms that I showed you were all from different scenes, and the way in which the orgasm happened in that scene varied from scene to scene, and that does actually make quite a big difference. There were some small details that I was actually trying to gauge response on with those original clips, so the feedback is still valuable, but when it comes to actually giving you guys something to compare and contrast, like, is this one better, this one better, etc., I'll keep that in mind. So in the future, I'll maybe orient the audio around one clip, and then you guys can review it from there, very similar to how we do the hair poles and things like that. So thank you. Anyway, today we're going to do a bunch of different Dick Girl orgasms, as I said. Some of these are unpublished orgasms that you haven't heard before. Some of them you have heard before, maybe you'll be able to pick out which one is which. But most of these are Dick Girl orgasms that come from scenes where the Dick Girl is the dominant party, but there are a couple of like passive party Dick Girl orgasms as well. So you'll probably be able to tell which one's which, but anyway, give a listen. And the things that I really want to know why you think this is the best is has to do more with like the vocal quality, things like spiking audio and volume, and like there's moments in time where I let my voice get really guttural or something like that, or really high pitched, or my voice cracks, things like that. A lot of that is actually really quite controllable. So when you're listening to stuff like that, when you're listening to these orgasms, keep that in mind. And if there's like a sound that you like, the sound quality, that should be the one you should vote on. So that'll help me a lot as far as deciding where we go. Obviously, the animation that we work with, since I usually record orgasms after the animation is done, that tends to dictate the style. But we can still keep that in mind when we're in the pre-production process as well, and also apply that feedback to productions that we assist other artists with. Okay, talk to love. Don't forget to adjust your volume. And there's MP3 clips individually of each of these clips attached. So enjoy, I hope. All right, bye. Oh! Ugh.